Hey, Rao Middle School, welcome to the Rao Middle School Podcast Network. Vibe check.
Vibe check. My name is Mr. Dix.
My name is Jose.
My name is Bella.
All right. So today, one of the things that we've done in the past is that we have created different events like Kindness Weeks. We've done dance planning and all that kind of stuff, and we do it behind the scenes. But for today's podcast, we thought, hey, we're going to plan Kindness Week. Let's do it as a podcast since we need to plan an event, and we also haven't done a podcast in a while. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's just get right into it. We want to do a Kindness Week. It is something that we've done in the past, but we want to just kind of figure out how we want to make it work. So if we were to do a Kindness Week, what does that look like for you guys?
The past kindness weeks, they've been the bingo sheets, right?
Yeah, we've done the bingo sheets and stuff, yeah.
Okay.
What is our like objective? Like, Bella, if you think about, as we hear everybody screaming in the hallways, if you think about like, hey, we're doing a week, we're trying to encourage kindness, what does it look like in this school at the end of that week?
Honestly, I feel like a lot of people just, I don't really know.
What do you think that this school needs something like a kindness week?
Yeah.
Why so?
Just mostly because a lot of the kids aren't really acting like they should, and we need to show that they need to be kind to everyone.
Okay.
And
I agree, but also most people are, especially in this school, are like super competitive.
Yeah.
And if we can like put their competitiveness towards something positive, it'd be great.
Oh, so instead of doing like a... So maybe instead of doing something like a push-up competition or something like that, we try to do like the whole school gets 2,000 push-ups by the end of the week. Like instead of doing competitive stuff throughout that week, it is more like we're all on the same team type things?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that idea. So we, just looking at our Shamrock News calendar, we don't have... really anything going on. The art contest ends February 14th. We're going to do a typing contest at lunch on February 23rd. And then we also have March 1st, which is, on that we have a staff versus students 1v1. So do we want to do a kindness week before that, after that? What are we thinking?
After.
So do it like the week of the 4th through the 7th, and then there's no school on March 8th?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the week after that is our spirit week and our dance. So
that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kindness week. And so we have 4 days for a kindness week. We're going to go March 4th through March 7th. I'm going to put that in our notes right now. All right, kindness week. So what are some things that we should do in a kind... Like how do we promote kindness throughout the school?
The most picked up trash.
Okay, so let's just start. We're just throwing pickles at windows right now. We are just trying to get things in. So most picked up trash is something that we could do. What else could we do?
Kindness slips. I don't know, like shrocks.
Oh, kindness shrocks. I like that. So most picked up trash, we're doing kindness rocks. Any ideas? There's no bad ideas in brainstorming.
Like the kindness rocks like are given out by the teachers, and like the person with the most like at the end gets something.
Okay. I'm with that. That works for me. Do we want to try and do kindness bingo again? How do you feel about kindness bingo, Bella?
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Okay. Should we just run the same sheet back, or should we try to figure out if there's other things that we could do?
I feel like we could like do a bingo sheet on like a Wednesday.
Okay.
And have like just like during the period that we have Shamrock News running, we could have like a bingo sheet where you go around class and ask people questions or something like that.
Oh, you're thinking of like doing something where like find a person in the class who has two dogs or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I can mess with that. The one that we did last year, we had the like different categories, like write a letter to a friend, compliment five strangers, help janitors clean up after lunch, say shamrock during the row reminders. We don't do row reminders anymore, so we have to change that. Write a shamrock for a teacher, assist someone with checking grades or organizing binder, walk on the right side of the hallways, help somebody with classwork, et cetera, et cetera. Do we want to keep that, or do we want to do something different with that?
Something different.
You want to do something different? Okay, why so?
Why? I don't know. Because I didn't really participate in it last year. Like,
okay.
Yeah. I did like three and then I stopped.
Okay, did you participate last year?
Not really.
Not really, okay. Do you think that this stuff doesn't really lead to like kids actually doing things and that kids end up just like Xing things out? And
yeah.
Then, okay. Yeah. So we want something a little more authentic than a better building bingo. Okay. So here's some other things that we've done in the past with Kindness Week. We've had every student like start the day with a quote over the loudspeaker, like a kindness quote. Is that something we'd want to run back?
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to be in charge of picking out the quotes?
I will.
Okay. Kindness quote to start each day. Do you want to read it over the loudspeaker every day?
No.
Bella, you'll do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can get you, maybe you and Chloe. Okay. So, Jose picks out the quotes. Bella, Chloe, read them over the loudspeaker. All right. Where do you think that things are the least kind in this building? Like, where does it, like, oh, man, this is where things are kind of crazy and wild and hectic?
The lunchroom.
The lunchroom. Yeah.
The lunchroom or like by the buses.
Okay. So is there something that we could specifically do at the lunchroom where we can like really, really knock this out and just be like, yeah, that's gonna make a big difference this week?
Most picked up trays or something like that.
Okay.
Because I know lots of people leave their trays.
Lots of people leave their trays. Okay. And then what is that specifically showing kindness to?
The janitors.
Yeah,
janitors.
I think giving them some love. So let's think. So we want a kindness cafeteria challenge?
Yeah, like cleanest table or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh. I wonder if we could do something like whatever lunch is the cleanest afterwards gets like, I don't know, Otter Pops or ice cream the next day or something like that.
Yeah, but I switch lunches every day.
Oh, that's a good call. So, right, so you're... Yeah, you would not get it the next day. I understand. Okay, that's a great thing to know about. Kindness cafeteria challenge. So we do, like, the cleanest table, most picked up trash. I'm trying to think, like...
Or like in classrooms, the teachers could pick out like the cleanest like table group.
Okay, so we can do some classroom challenges.
Yeah, or we could do like whole classroom challenges, like the cleanest classroom.
Last year we did a kids like so it would be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. By Wednesday, teachers had to submit two names of kindness, and then on Thursday we had a pizza party for all those kids.
I like that.
Yeah. You want to do something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if everybody does, I mean, it ends up being about 50 people. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Do you think it's important to recognize people who have been doing the right thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we could announce them over the intercom or something.
Okay. Yeah. What about you? You think so?
Yeah.
Why so?
Because nowadays there isn't a lot of kind people in the world, and we need to respect those people that are kind.
Okay. Kindness classroom challenge. So each teacher picks two people. It's kind of like student of the month, but a little bit different. So, right, we're just picking for, and that, do we want it to be like the two kindest people that week or just like two people who have exhibited kindness for the entire
year? Yeah.
Which one?
I feel through the entire year.
Okay.
Because I know there are some kids that just like act better when they're surprised.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. entire year. Now, could you try to squeeze in a no tardy party? It's too short. You need to do at least a week for a new 2 weeks for no tardy party.
Yeah.
Do we want to try and like have?
I mean, we could like track the tardies like the week before, and then like from that week, and then the kindness week during kindness week, we could have a no tardy party.
Okay. I like that. So a no tardy party that starts the week before. So that would be, we're looking at like February 26th through the 1st is the start of like a tardy, no tardy party. Okay, and then it all culminates on that Wednesday the 8th. I'm not mad at that. I think that works. I think you can argue that being on time to class is kind.
And it would be like cool if we didn't even announce it. Like we just posted flyers on the wall, but we didn't even like mention it in Shamrock News.
Oh, a surprise no tardy party. Is that so? I guess we got to think of like what our objective is. Is our objective to reward the people who are doing the right thing, or is our objective to try to get more people to do the right thing?
It's true.
Because if we're trying to get more people to do the right thing, we want to announce it.
To advertise.
But if we're just trying to be like, hey, those of y'all who have been on it, we really appreciate that. You could also maybe make the argument then maybe we do another one or later in the year and you just won't know it when it comes. So just be on time to class all the time.
I think we could do, like, since it's Kindness Week, we could do one for the where we do announce it and then later on in the year we could do a surprise.
That makes sense to me. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. Start with, this one's announced. Next time we have a no tardy party, it's just going to happen. And we're just going to pull names from the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. I think that's a good call. So, starts the week before, we announce it in Shamrock News. All right, I like that. So, essentially, it was like, starting February 26th is the no tardy party. It's all that week. That week, at the end of that week, we have our 1v1 basketball tournament. And then for the week of Kindness Week, the 4th through the 7th, that's the end of the no tardy party, and that's Kindness Week all week.
Yeah.
All right. I love that. So kindness quote to start each day. We're going to do cafeteria challenge, some most picked up trash, cleanest table. What are they getting for that? Are we giving Schrocks out? Are we giving good news slips?
We could get good news slips for like a free ice cream bar or whatever at the end on Friday or at the end of the week.
We couldn't make our own like kindness slips and then just like the people who are in there hand out their kindness slips. They get like 5 a day and then those kindness slips end up turning into like kindness good news slips or something. Or is that complicating it too much and just do good news slips?
No, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Because then we could have I was saying earlier for the kindness slips in classrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kindness good news slips for ice cream for people who are just like really helping.
Yeah, that can be given out during like lunch and classroom time.
Could we, then we'd have to see if we got money and stuff like this, but at the very least, maybe we even try to do this at lunch. Could we do something where, I don't know how this necessarily would work, but like, we make like a banner for the janitors or something and just like everyone sign it and we give them that. I don't know how much they'd care about just like a banner. I'd rather you just put your stuff away. But but I don't know. It might be nice to be like, hey, thank you guys for all that you do. I don't know.
I mean, we could do it and then just try.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that idea.
So make a banner for the janitors.
Because if it does mean something to them, it's like, oh, but if it doesn't, then it's like whatever.
They can recycle it.
Yeah.
Okay. Make a banner for the janitors and have kids sign it at lunch. Okay. Anything else we want to do as far as like cafeteria related stuff? Okay. The kindness classroom challenge. Each teacher picks 2 people who have exhibited kindness for the entire year. They get invited to a pizza party.
Yeah. And then the kindness slips or whatever for just like, you know.
Okay, so you're saying print out kindness slips
for like classroom and cafeteria time.
Okay, So kindness, good news slips.
Yeah.
For that week.
Yeah. Instead of like shamrock, shrocks, it could be kindness slips.
Okay. Yeah, and then we can just do ice cream with that pizza party. No tardy party. We probably end up turning into, I don't know, Otter Pops is the easiest way to make that happen. All right, Bella, do we want to do some kind of like school-wide like competition? Like, we're all going to jump rope 1,000 times at recess, or we're all going to make a certain amount of baskets, or we're going to do a certain amount of push-ups. You don't know. I mean, do you think that Bella, do you think that would be benefit? Like, do you think the school would get behind that? Like, people would be excited about it, or?
Probably not a lot.
You don't think so?
Yeah, especially the 8th graders. They're too cool for school.
You don't think if we did, hey, we're going to get, I mean, how many 8th graders are there? There's 715 kids in this school. You don't think we could be like, hey, we're going to do 20,000 push-ups this week?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
What's 20,000 divided by 700? I gotta figure that out. It's only like that's 28 push-ups per person.
Divided by 4, like, each day since.
Yeah, it's like 7 push-ups a day. And you can't tell me that someone like Ray Mayonnaise ain't gonna come out and try and do like 400 push-ups by himself.
You're not wrong. I'm pretty sure there'll be people who make up for people who don't.
Yeah, but I just don't know. Maybe
like jumping jacks.
Oh yeah.
Jumping jacks.
Yeah, I feel like more people would do jumping jacks than push-ups.
Yeah.
What about laps around the outside?
But we can't really use the laps.
Oh yeah, that's right. Jumping jacks.
I haven't walked the track since I was in 6th grade.
What do you do in gym class?
Well, we're usually inside. It's Portland.
Yeah, we don't really go outside anymore.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, it's Portland.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Or Milwaukee. It's Oregon.
It's Oregon. There we go. Okay, let's put an ixnay in the push-up or the jumping jacks. I do want to do a push-up contest.
I feel like that would be like a separate event.
Yeah. I think that's just sometimes something later. So, but I think a push-up contest this year, I'm going to put a pin in that. So a quote to start each day. We have our cafeteria challenge. We have our classroom challenge. We have our no tardy party. That's pretty much it. We do what, Shamrock news announcements the week before and the week of.
Yeah. An announcement and then a reminder.
We could put the little like green shamrocks in the, what if we set up like a kindness station or something like that, where we just have like the green trucks that people write those thank you letters on, and we just have people's man those and just kind of like, do you want to come over here and write a letter or write a thank you to somebody?
Or like just like a little table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could do that.
We'll do that in the lobby. Table with green shamrocks to write thank you notes to people. All right. No kindness week bingo then, huh?
No kindness week bingo.
Oh, I love kindness week bingo.
I mean, we could do it, but I feel like we could do like in the class that we have Shamrock News, you could go to person, but I don't feel like enough people participate through like the entire school.
Yeah, because a lot of people just like mark down that they did it even though they didn't.
Oh,
but if it was like in the class that we watched Shamrock News, it'd be easier to like actually manage it, I guess.
Yeah,
like find someone who's read this many books or like.
And so the idea of the kindness week would be that you're getting to know more people, and then once you know somebody, you're more willing to be kind to them.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm willing to do that.
Or like, because especially when people like can relate to someone with something, they tend to be nicer.
Okay. Getting to know somebody more via a bingo sheet. That sounds like a better bingo than the one I wanted to do, so I'm cool with that. We might just have to take over the SEL lesson for that day. right? Because you guys normally do Shamrock News and then like whatever friendship lesson. What are those lessons?
Yeah,
like?
But most of the time it's just Shamrock News, honestly.
Yeah.
Y'all don't do any. What's up with the LSEL lessons?
I don't know. Most of the time we don't even do them.
No.
No.
We
might
have to like we'll watch Shamrock News and they'll be like, and we'll do like two slides of the SEL lesson.
Do you guys like those things?
Not really. We don't really like.
You don't mess with them, you don't rock with them. All right, we might have to cut that part out. I think those are mandated by the district. We'll see. All right, I think that's a pretty solid kindness week. We can come back to it if we have anything. So we're going to start doing it on, like, the No Tardy Party starts on the 26th. So we got to probably start advertising next Wednesday in the Shamrock News for the No Tardy Party. We also have to get all of this approved by the administrators, see if they're willing to do that. So, cool. That was the planning process. Once again, I'm Mr. Dix.
I'm Bella.
I'm Jose. And that's the Rao Middle School Podcast Network Vibe Check. We'll see you next time.
Peace.